The Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Saints of God, we were talking about knowing what love is. We know that according to the Word, we have to know what the Word of God is saying. And we know that faith work by love. Then we must know what love is. In 1 John 4 and 8, it tells us that he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Let me read that again. He that loveth not, that means somebody that don't love, they don't know God. For God is love. Saints of God, we need to take this and we need to write it down. We need to put it under our pillow and we need to remember this very word. Because a lot of us are running around doing things and we think that we're acting out of love. And I know that we have the leadership, some of the leaders in this very world right now, they're running around thinking that they're operating out of love. But I want to tell you what love is. And 1 John 4 and 8 tells us that he that love not, know not God, for God is love. You know, in the Amplified Bible, it says, he who does not love has not become acquainted with God. You know, he does not and never did. He don't know God. It says he does not. I mean, he does not know God and he never did know him. For God is love. And the question to us is, how do we love God? Think about it for a few minutes. How do you love God? 1 John 5, 1 through 3. I want to read that for you. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. That means if you're begotten of God, if you love God, God is God. You're loving God. God has begotten you because you're his begotten child. So he loved you and he brought you into the family. And it says, verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God. See, this is how you know that you love the children of God. I'm going to go back and I'm going to read verse 1 again. It says, for whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You understand that, don't you? And everyone that loveth him, that love God, that begot us, loveth him also that is begotten of him. So if you love God, you have to love the brethren. You have to love each other. That's what Paul is saying. That's what John is saying in this verse. If you love Jesus, if you love God, then you got to love the children of God. If you don't love the children of God, you don't even know what love is. That's what the Amplified says. Verse 2 says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. See, when you love God, then you love the children of God. And it's a lot to love in God, saints. You just need to wake up and realize, go back and read those verses where it says what you have to do. I'm going to read some of them, but it's much more. Verse 2, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. See, when you love God, see, this is what I'm telling you. Giving somebody some old clothes or maybe some new clothes, giving somebody some shoes or some food every now and then, that's not loving God. That's part of the love of God, but that's not loving God. The love of God is when you keep his commandments. When he said, don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't kill. Many people are being killed out in the street today, and there's no love or no remorse. They back up the criminal that's killing. That's not loving God. We need to decide what side of the fence we're going to be on. As Christians, we can't get out into the public arena and start taking sides against God. You're not taking sides against all of the Christians. No, you're taking sides against God. Verse 2 says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God, and when we love God, we keep his commandments. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Saints of God, God's commandments are not grievous. That you don't have to grieve over these commandments. If he said don't kill, then don't kill. And don't try to justify a killer when he kills. Don't try to justify him, because God will not justify him. And when you hold up for a killer, I don't care who he is, then you're going against God. You know, we're talking about faith that works by love. God is love. The love of God is that we keep his commandments and that we love our brother. This is love. See, and if you're doing anything that's contrary to this, you're not loving. If you're going against anything that God say, you're out of the faith and you're out of God's love. How do you get your faith to work? You take the word of God. You know, if you need healing, then you're going to take the word of God according to Isaiah 53 and 5. That's one of the chapters you can read in verse. It says, you know, we're healed by Jesus' stripes. That's how we take the word of God and begin to work our faith. We have to get scriptures pertaining to whatever we need from God. If it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's money, if it's sin in our life, we take the word of God. Go find it in the concordance of the Bible. Find it. And you begin to read it, you begin to study it, and you begin to put it into practice. That's how you begin to work your faith. You know, by Jesus' stripes, we're healed. When we pray, we must believe. You just can't pray and don't believe. You must pray and believe. According to Mark 11, 23 and 24, this is our key to having the things that we pray for. This is the key right here in Mark 11, 23 and 24. You first have to believe that God is. Remember what we went over? God is. He's not in the past. He's not in the future. He is. He's right now. That's what faith is, right now, because your Father is right now. So his faith and what you ask him for has to be honorable Sunday. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It has to be right now. God don't want us waiting forever until we get to heaven to receive healing, to receive our blessings. It won't be no need for it there, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father, and he is the one that gave his blood for us, that we would be healed and every need would be met in the name of Jesus. So we look at verse 23, and it says, of Mark 11, 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. See, it's as simple as this. You have to believe what you say. You have to believe this word of God. If you can't believe the word of God, you can't have the things of God. I'm going to read verse 23 of Mark 11 and 23, and I'm going to read 23 and 24 again, because this is what you need to do. You need to focus on this chapter. Read these two verses, and then you need to go on down to the 26th verse also, where it says, if you've done anything to anybody, then you have to ask them forgiveness. Don't even come to the altar. Go ask those people to forgive you, and then you come. But verse 23 says, of Mark 11 and 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, you're talking to the mountains in your life, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You have to talk to these things. Jesus, in the scriptures above, he talked to a fig tree. And he told that fig tree, just because it didn't have fruit on it, he told him, well, you know, from this day forward, you will not give any fruit to anybody. I'm paraphrasing this now. And when they came back on their journey, the fig tree was dead from the roots up. So whenever we speak the word of God, and we talking to the mountains in our life, God is standing ready, willing, and able to make it disappear, to make it go away, to make it dry up from the roots. But it says, ye shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you said will come to pass. You have to believe that, saints. You just can't go around thinking, well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Someday it's going to happen. No, he said, you got to believe right then and right there that it's going to come to pass. And then you shall have it. Whatsoever he saith, you're going to have it. Whatsoever you say, when you believe it right then, you're going to have it. Believe that you have it, and you'll get it. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, okay, here's some more. Whatever you desire, when you pray, now this is at the very time that you're praying, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Remember what I told you a few minutes ago. You have to believe that you're going to receive from God. Before you even pray, you got to get all of this information. You got to get all the word of God down in your heart so that you know that you know that you know that you know that you believe what God is saying in his word. And when you believe that, verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have them. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus, and you shall have them. This is how you work your faith, saints. Everything works by faith. Faith works by love. Love is God. To love God, we must keep his commandments. And we must love everyone without respect of person. You know, do these things. You know, if we do these things, your faith will work. Amen. And amen.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box